This is a Cortez Currents news update. Thousands of people and communities across the province took to the streets in Forest March 2021 on Friday. The largest Vancouver Island march was in Victoria, where about 250 people gathered in Centennial Square. There was some pushback. What was meant to be a healing ceremony in front of the Ministry of Forestry offices in Port McNeill turned into arguments between environmentalists and industry supporters. Quadra Island residents Geraldine Kenny and Rod Burns joined about 100 protesters in the driving rain at Courtney. About 30% of the crowd were students. Burns mentioned a half dozen pro-industry supporters with commercially produced signs stating, "Forestry feeds my family." Some nearby high school students carried homemade signs saying, "Living forests feed many families and worth more standing." Kenny alluded to a shift in public opinion. 30 years ago, they would have lynched us for marching in support of the forests. She said there was an ongoing cacophony of supporting honks, even from a passing logging truck. From the response to her placard, "Clear cutting is ecocide," Kenny concluded the word ecocide is no longer a term only used by environmentalists. It's entered the public domain. "When we eradicate these ancient forests, we're not only destroying our heritage and history, we're also killing the future for our children and all animals on this coast," she said. There were also protests in the nearby communities of Nanaimo, Qualicum, Duncan, Sechelt, and Powell River, as well as mainland cities like Vancouver, Prince George, and Nelson.